Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I am Bam Bam, and I was just me, her, and everything else. Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Me, Her, and Everything Else. How are you guys doing? I know you're loving the podcast. Please keep giving us feedback, you know, the comments, the likes, the shares, all of that. We love it over here. Thank you so much for all the support. So, I have a very special guest today. She's a fellow mother, but amongst that, she's a lot more things, but she's a mum, which I'm really excited that I can relate to her on this, with her on this. It is Bam Bam.
Hi, Stephanie.
Bam Bam is an Bam Bam is an actor, entrepreneur, and she's also well known for being on the hit reality show BBN. Now, I know it was Big Brother Nigeria, but I know a lot of contestants don't actually like to be referred to as BBN winners or you know, stars.
Yeah, associated with the show is not a bad thing. But the thing is, people tend to only identify you with the show. So we like to be known for every other thing that we know. That we are identified with. Like, I'm an actor, I'm a mom, I'm a wife, I'm a businesswoman, I'm every other thing, and a BBN ex-reality TV star.
Yeah.
So maybe that being last, but not starting with it, I don't know, it just kind of puts you in a box, like that's the only thing you've achieved.
Yeah, it's kind of overshadowing. I know, like, when blogs put up someone's name that's been on Big Brother, they will say, oh, ex-BBN housemate.
Yeah.
And then they'll be like, please don't call me ex-BBN. Then the comments will be like, hey, are you not an ex-BBN housemate? Like,
so it's not bad as long as every other title is added to it. Sometimes that's the only thing they put out there. But then, making, I know, close my markets. For that since that I can do it myself. I'm also a brand influencer.
Yes, that you are a very good one at that. So welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming on. So today I really wanted to just really be really honest and have a transparent conversation with you, because you're a mother, you're a wife, you know, amongst other things, but you have two children.
It feels like a dream that I have popped out two humans.
Yeah, no, cheers to you, right? You're doing it for us, you know. Us that we have one and then we're like on pause break. You were like, no, hit the gas. Let's go.
I'm done. Inshallah, yes. It's Ed Mubarak right now. Yeah, I mean, it's not easy, but I'm glad I have two out of the way right now.
Yeah, and you had your first during like COVID, right?
Yes.
So that must have been even more difficult, because I gave birth around that time as well.
It was insane.
Yeah. Tell us about like that journey and that experience, because having to do that during COVID is a whole other ball game.
Yo. So after we intended to travel both times and we didn't get it as planned. So I went for antenatal and I had my urinalysis done. Yeah. So the result didn't come out immediately. So I had gone home. And the doctor called my husband and said they should rush me back to the hospital. So they didn't tell me because they didn't want my blood pressure to surprised. They just said I should come back for a checkup. And I get there and he said, how are you feeling? I say, I had a slight headache. So apparently I had 3+ C protein in my urine.
Oh,
preeclampsia.
Preeclampsia, yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I ended up having that.
You too?
Yeah, and then I got induced because I was really far along, yeah.
So. Oh, my God. I was 39 weeks gone.
Oh, yeah, same.
Same.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at that. Okay,
preeclampsia, sisters. I mean, it's not a good thing, but, you know, yes.
It was scary. So on our way to the hospital, Teddy's tire ruptured. So I didn't know all that was going through his head. I started to panic. So eventually, thank God, we went with two cars. So we just moved to the second car and then we got to the hospital. They took out, I got there and the doctor just said, how are you feeling? So I started having the third stage of preeclampsia, the headache.
Yeah.
As they put me on the theater table, my baby had detached from my placenta. If I was a second late, Stephanie, that pretty girl that is giving you guys vibes will not be there.
Wow.
So I had postpartum. Because I kept wondering, what if, what could have happened? What if? And I would just spiral and I would cry and I would be so scared. And I had that for 6 months and I came out of it and I'm good.
Wow, no, that's crazy because that must have felt like a lot of guilt on your end. You even saying that if you were even just seconds or minutes later.
I was freaking out because since then, I tell women, do not joke with antenatal. Mm. Imagine I had slept away and said I would go for my antenatal the next day. Or I wasn't just judicious. You know, I didn't just do the right things. What if? So I had so many questions and I had to now stop and say, thank you, God, that I just did the right thing because the story would have been different.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
It freaked me out a lot.
Yeah, no, and that's just, you know, that was even pre-delivery because that's one thing, but postpartum comes with so many other
even breastfeeding because my pores, that was my first time nursing, so it was painful. There was all of that. There was don't keep the baby, I don't want to hurt her. I don't know how to explain what was going on.
Yeah, like you felt like she was fragile.
Yeah, I was scared. I was in pain. I was thinking. I was just a bit of a mess. I gained so much weight because I was stressed out a lot.
Yeah, let's talk about that weight gain.
Yes.
Let's talk about that weight gain because, you know, as women, we're always put on this pedestal, you know, to just look great and look like every other woman.
The pressure is absolutely unnecessary.
Yeah, and snap back.
It's an entire ball game entirely. There is genes. Everybody's body is different. Everybody reacts to hormones differently. You can't tell. Sometimes you're gaining weight, the baby's just the same. Sometimes you're losing weight, the baby's so chubby. So all of that is just genes. Some people are lucky, some people aren't. It doesn't mean you should put so much pressure on women to lose weight, snap back, get back to work, business. It's so unrealistic.
Your weight gain was, obviously you're on social media.
Yeah.
So people were able to see.
They came for my jugular. Ah, they said all manner of nasty things. And one day I was just like, who are you people? Who give a mind to talk to me anyhow? You guys are inexistent as far as I'm concerned. I'm going to go through this. And when I'm ready to pop and snap back, I will. And I lost some weight before this baby number two jumped on me.
What was going through your mind? Because, you know, when you post a picture, right?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, yeah, I like this picture, whatever. And then somebody comes to you and says, oh, you know, you're fat. And this is as a result of having a child. How did it really make you feel? Even though, you know, you tried to shrug it off. Yeah. But
so I used to be a size 8. And then I went from that to 14, 16.
This is after pregnancy.
After pregnancy, yes. So I didn't expect it. And thank God Teddy likes his women thick. So he never made me feel bad about it. And even though people were saying nasty stuff, I had to not let it get to me because I was already fragile with the postpartum depression I was going through. It wasn't their business to know what I was dealing with. So I made a conscious effort not to let it go through past Instagram. So I'm a very intentional person. I was very deliberate. You want me to kill myself? I'll just go and jump off Third Mainland Bridge. They'll be happy.
Yeah, but
so I just was really intentional about not letting it get to me. It was irritating because it's not their body, it's not their process, it's not their business, really.
No, it really isn't.
So I just made a conscious effort not to let it get to me. It was, it just irritated me, but it didn't get to my emotions. What was getting to my emotions was dealing with all I was going through mentally with the birth of my baby and how I couldn't get as much help as I would have gotten, if not because of COVID.
Mm.
So I had to get like a nanny. My mom wasn't available that period. She was out of town. You know, I just felt alone. So I was dealing with my personal situation. And in honestly, they were irrelevant in that moment for me.
Yeah, and that's really good because a lot of people, they don't have that strength and they do allow social media to get to them, especially in fragile times. Like, you know, having a baby is such a big deal and women shouldn't be chastised if they gain weight for giving birth, giving life to another human. We should be worshipped.
Like, literally, we created life.
Yeah, but there's this whole, you know, snap back and, you know, when I gave birth, I literally was like, oh my gosh, look at me, I've given birth and I still look like I'm pregnant. What is this? I said, where are these people getting these snapback pictures? On what day does snapback, you know, enter the chat? Because this has been like 2 weeks and I still look like I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
Right? And then I said, maybe I'll take a picture in these, you know, they used to give you those disposable underwear pants. And I was like, yeah, maybe I'll just take a picture and I'll post it. Oh my, still not that. Picture is in archive because I was just like seeing other women like snapback.
So a lot of them, can I be honest, many of them are not doing exclusive breastfeeding, so they can take all the shots and all the teas and all the they can even do lipo immediately.
Right, okay, yeah.
So if you can do all of that and you plan not to breastfeed, that is the deception in it, in my opinion. And some of them that are very wealthy, like the Kardashians, they could pay, you know, people actually donate breast milk.
Yeah.
If you have the money and you want to snap back and get back to work like that, you do your lipo, you go in darkness for 3 months or 2 months or even a month, and you just come out looking like a pie and someone is pumping breast milk for your baby. Nobody knows that.
But in reality, okay.
But in reality, if you want to give your baby everything, including breast milk,
from your breast,
it's not gonna be that easy. Some women, like I look at Cora, I admire her. Like her strength is second to none. She has that kind of body because she dances. Mm. So her stomach walls, the muscles are stronger than many other women. So she just wraps her stomach and keeps dancing and she will snap back in maybe 3-4 months or even less.
Yeah.
You and I are not that
smart. I mean, I still have the evidence here that I'm not like Cora, but it's fine. It's okay.
Even, what's her name? Banky's wife.
Adesua.
She snapped back nice.
Yeah, yeah. She has slim frame before as
exactly.
well.
Exactly. So okay. It's genes. It's There's a lot of genetics involved and there are people that are not as active will not snap back that easy.
Yeah, no, true. Would you ever consider lipo?
Yes, I would.
You would?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'll join you on that table. So. Yes, because...
But there is no pressure, really. So I'm not... I don't mind it when I get the chance to. But right now, I'm going to do what I can. I'll work out. I'll eat well. I'll try to sleep. Like, the kind of body I have, when I'm stressed, I gain weight.
Yeah, there's some... And also, there are people, when they're stressed, they eat more.
Yeah. So even if I don't eat, like, if I don't sleep, I get a bit bloated. So that bloated, then if I rest and I hydrate, it goes down.
I mean, all of this is not a crime. So I just wanted to, you know, get into your mind and see how you are feeling. Yeah. Because I noticed online people, you know, they do tend to drag women that don't snap back. And
they do.
Yeah.
But I have locked my mind to them.
Yeah,
honestly.
No, that's great because you need that strength, especially in this industry where, where, you know, everybody wants you to get married. Everybody wants you to have kids, apparently. And then when you do.
Check. So why you don't do single for long or now? Why you not go do wedding? Ah, congrats! You don't do wedding. You don't do 1 year. You never born. No, what's in the apple now? Oh girl, are your village people doing? Oh, it's congratulations! You don't born. This belly don't they big? You not go down. Why have you not lost weight, man? See, you know, Don't pursue your husband, or don't be repetitive or the bed, though. You need to, you know, be slim and sexy. All the girls on the streets are not smiling. You lose weight. Ha. Be doing small, small. You have children. Don't be exposing your body on the Instagram, no. You know? It's unending.
No, it's unending.
You can't satisfy anybody. You can't win. Just do you and make sure your happiness is inside out. If you're determining your sanity and happiness from the world. Mm. Girl.
No, it's... Yeah. but you know, even the way the industry and people in the industry also view... Sorry. Even the way people in the industry view women that are married and pregnant or have had kids.
Yeah.
It's... I don't know if it's... I don't know. It's. I don't think it's okay. Because I've had people that have come to me be like, oh, you don't need to work. You're married. You have a husband that has money or whatever. You're still breastfeeding, right? You had a baby. I'm sure you're still breastfeeding. You can't work now. Or they'll just immediately write you off because they feel like, oh, you can't go out at night because you're married. Or, oh, you can't do this because you have a child. Okay, guys, you're the same people that were like, you're getting married. Oh, I'm so happy for you. Oh, you have a baby.
Now you put me in a box.
And it's the same reason. That's the same thing that's stopping from you from like hiring me or talking to me about business because you think that you or off the bat are trying to make a decision on my behalf or saying things like having a child, like, oh, you probably still breastfeeding. People don't breastfeed till children are like five. Like, stop. Somebody had this child how many years ago and you still be like, oh, that one, she's still home. She's doing Betty Homemaker. No, some of us want to work. Some of us want to stay at home, but you should allow the woman to make that decision.
Give them, let's have a say. Ask us and let's say, oh, it's because I'm breastfeeding.
Yeah.
Oh, it's because I'm married. I'm sorry. I can't. Don't think for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's not fair.
Yeah, because you... Okay, so right now, let's just look at your career right now, right?
Yes.
So, you are... When did you have your baby?
March. 3rd of March.
Okay, girl. You definitely, you know, still chilling. But wait, after you had your daughter, did you feel like you wanted to... jump, well, it was COVID, but did you feel like you wanted to really jump back into work?
Oh, I did. I jumped back. So at the time I had a business partner who, unfortunately, the business didn't continue, but for that first year post COVID, he made me board of director. I was his content creator. I was like, I was going to work and pumping, and my daughter was going to work with me, and she was just a few months old. I didn't want to just stay at home because of how I was feeling. I just wanted to be out.
Mm.
So I did that. I even did, I think I did two movies that period. I did a Collision with Bolanle Ospin-Peters. Okay, yeah. I did Lockdown with this guy to Sneeze Mind. Yeah. So I really pushed. Mm. I would send them. So guys, I'm back in the streets. Yeah. What's going on? What are we doing? You know, I didn't want to stay at home, and I'm already doing that now. My baby's not even up to 3 months, and I'm like, guys, what's up? What are we doing?
And that's one thing that I think is I like to do that because especially because I've seen that people tend to just want to write you off and say, okay, no, you're so busy being a mum. Or
and while you're busy forgetting me, I'll be reminding you.
I'll be reminding you, like, hey, what's going on? Hi. It's me. Yeah, no, I think
so.
It's important.
I try to do that for me. And then because I have my skincare, BAM Beauty products, BAM Beauty oil, so I also try to create content for that, you know. I'm just doing what I can. You know, my doctor tells me, BAM, slow down. I know you're a workaholic. Just chill. Calm down. No, sir. But I'll try.
Do you think people see the work you're doing? Like, do you ever look and think like, oh, I'm working? Or do people look at me like maybe I'm just like, you know, a wife and a mother now?
So because, like I said, I'm very intentional. So even if they're thinking that I'm proving to you that your perception is wrong by trying to put out stuff for myself. So even if you think that way, I will keep doing what I'm doing. And at some point, you're going to see me, right? You're not blind. Mm. Except you're not following me. So I just try to keep doing me and hope that they're going to just stop thinking nonsense. Mm. I really try to avoid building my life around the opinions of people.
Mm.
It kind of just makes me less under pressure and just enjoy doing what I do.
No, yeah, for sure.
Like, I'm very intentional about that.
No, that's great. What, you know, you're still under 35. You know, you have two kids, you're married, you're in the entertainment industry. Mm-hmm. These are all like great things.
Yeah.
I know you say like, you know, you don't look at the opinions of other people, but does it ever cross your mind when you're just scrolling or you're online and you'll see maybe like baby girls on the streets of Lagos, you know, with their figure eights and they're out here and they, you know, they seem like they have like this jet set life.
Yeah.
Do you ever feel like, oh, maybe I should have done this a bit later?
That thought has crossed my mind, yes. But so there was a period that, yes, after postpartum, my first baby was when I started feeling that way. Because I felt so overwhelmed and so unprepared for motherhood that I was like, maybe I should have just waited. Maybe I should have just really built something more for myself, because life happens to me and Teddy, you know. We were just so excited and the euphoria of big brother and marriage and the baby, everything, boom 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 boom. We really didn't get a moment to just exist as individuals, right. So it felt like a lot for that first year, and I did think about taking my time. And then this one just hit us. I'm like, you know what?
You guys and this baby that hit you. This baby didn't come out of nowhere. Y'all were doing boom, 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 and boom, boom happened to you. Blame my baby. No, but that's great though.
So yeah, I'm just glad that this is out of the way. Now I'm going to really settle and do the right thing. And just work hard and just build my brand, build a name for myself and make more money, you know. We are young hustlers.
Yeah.
Wow. No. Bigger madams.
We are the same. Are you Gen Z? Come on.
I'm not Gen Z.
Yeah, millennial, exactly. Millennial. So we're all in the same boots. We are all in quite old, together. No, it's definitely important to have this conversation because nobody prepares you for motherhood. And people literally...
Just no, there is no
don't
manual.
Talk about it.
Even when you have mothers that come and say, oh, this is how you should do, every child is different, unique. Yeah. Every child is different. Every pregnancy is different. Every process is different. Only Jesus can help you in the process. Yeah. Nobody can do that for you. They don't prepare you for these things,
girl. No, they don't. Did you actually listen to maybe like family members, you know, when they were telling you how to care for your baby, you know, throwing a baby up in the air, you know, spreading their legs and their joints?
Yeah, palm oil bath.
Yeah, the palm oil. I hid my child from my mother. Yeah, I hit her. Yeah, when I saw her bring out the iron, I was like, no. So you know what they did? When I went out, I will never forget. I went to Walmart and they used palm oil on my baby. And I got back and said, did anything happen? Did anything happen? Did anything happen to her? I was now like, 48 hours. I'm giving people 40. If anything happened to my, oh my God, they pop.
And then that's con-con. That's
And it's, I'm like, it's so
I was
harsh.
Like, you will bruise his skin. Yeah. Said, no, we'll be gentle. We'll put it inside hot water. I said, oh Lord, I just left the room. I was like, Lord Jesus, I cover my baby with the blood.
Nobody prepares you.
And then there's also the thing for the navel that they use.
They put the hot, we put it on the iron.
On the iron and they put it in. It was with this one. They did that. My not COVID. Zendaya, there was no chance. Yeah. Zendaya did not experience burning of iron. But this beautiful girl had to be burnt. And I was like, okay. Anyway. So, okay, I will tell you the herbs that are inside is gin, is garlic, is a clove. Is okay, man. Okay.
No, it's you know,
but
like that.
Our culture, there is a beauty and then there's the scary. So I think I'll just tilt to the beauty.
Were all your births, when I say the natural, they were CS, same. Yes. Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you were induced, so preeclampsia, you had no choice.
Well, I was induced, but I was in active labor. I don't know, but I was in labor for about 36 hours.
How many, 39 months, and you went into labor?
You know, so they induced me, and they were waiting, so they kept checking. Okay. But when I say kept checking, they were checking like this.
Oh, my goodness. That's so invasive.
It's so invasive, especially before you have epidural. Before you have epidural, that thing is not nice. After epidural, it's like, oh, okay, whatever. Do your thing. Find
12 millimeters down.
Yeah. Oh okay, my God.
I can see the crown.
But I was just I stalled at, I think, 7.5. Like, After that, it wasn't moving. So I ended up having a CS. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, but C-sections is a whole other...
Mine was emergency. Like, I didn't even get into labor.
Mm.
I was due in 40 weeks. And I just, I got to the hospital. How are you feeling? I feel lightheaded. Prepare her for surgery. Like, I didn't even get to breathe. They were removing my clothes. They were wearing me things. I was shaking. When they said I should bend for the
epidural. Oh, the epidural, yeah.
Like, I was shaking. They had to keep calming me down before. And that needle is
Oh my gosh, it's long. I started throwing up. When they put it in, I started throwing up. And the guy was like, ma'am, you need to stay still. I said, I can't stay still. I'm throwing up. Are you mad? Like, stop there. You stop. You wait. Let me finish.
They said, no, you have to arch your back so we can see your spine. You know, I was a thick mom. So, Yo, girl, it was a lot.
It's not easy.
The second one, I had a panic attack when they were trying to give me a epidural. Dog, what's going on? He said, stay still. Then they gave me the injection. Then
oh, my God.
I said I would go for a third one. For what?
Yes,
Jesus will send the seed. He will send the child into my home if I must have another third one.
Oh, what? Boy. No, just your reenactment of your own is just me. I told them to knock me out. I told them I could still feel it. So I said, you know, just give me anesthesia. I don't even want to know what's happening now. Because I don't need to be cutting me and I'm still feeling it because I've been in labor for so long. So the epidural is worn out. So yeah. But you can remember what you got.
I was awake. My eyes were open. They were moving, chugging. North, west, south, move.
Oh my goodness.
Nah, bruh. Like,
so you were in post.
I should do a short film.
You definitely should. You had postpartum, but you also dealing with C-section. And C-section people, again, you know, they don't know that I would take a natural birth any day. Vaginal birth. Let's call it.
My doctor, he said no, I couldn't, because I had because the space between Zen and Maya was just a year.
Yeah, yeah.
That maybe if I waited for Zen to be 3, maybe I could have had a natural
birth.
I was like, doc, I have faith, I can do it. It's like, no. And they were now surprised when they now cut me open. My uterus healed nicely. I probably would have been able to have a natural birth.
Yeah, because the process of healing after recovery for a C-section is just key. It's horrible.
Good Lord.
You can't sneeze, right? If you sneeze...
Maybe it will...
if you sneeze, you have to put a pillow by your stomach.
I don't mean to traumatize you. Please, have babies. Have babies.
Have lots of them.
A lot of them. But... Girl.
No, literally. And then, you know, when my husband came into the room one night, he had this perfume on. Oh my God.
I had the perfume reactions too.
After, like, he would come and he's like, what's wrong? I will throw up.
I will throw up. I will beg my friends when they come to the house, please take your clothes off. Take their clothes off if they're coming to my room. Do not come into the room with a perfume. Teddy and I would have a proper fight. Babe, am I going to stink? I said, go spray it in the car. Do not spray that thing in this room or I will move out of this room for you. It was a big deal. He thought I was being dramatic. He didn't know it was serious. Then he would spray it and then I would vomit and then they would come and clean it up. I'll say, it happened now. I could not stand scent for Zendaya's pregnancy. But Maya was a bit more tolerable. Not so much, just tolerable. Then I had motion sickness. Zen.
Oh, yeah. Did you spit a lot?
I had a spit bottle.
Yeah, that's one thing about pregnancy I think is highly disgusting.
Did you have it?
Yes, and I had bottles. I had to get Sprite bottles because Sprite bottles are green. So you can't really see through.
I had socks. Hmm. I had colorful stockings that I wore my bottles.
Maybe I'll do that next time.
I pray you don't have to go through it again. Too, but... Oh my God, I spat till they removed Zen out of me. Same. My brother said he was going to... Trophicize my bottle. It's like, what?
It's proper nasty.
It was disgusting. Oh. And then, sir, I could not pass Mega Chicken. Past Mega Chicken. There was something about that area.
No.
And the smell of that restaurant that I could not stand. I would throw up.
My producer is saying yes. Have you been pregnant before? Oh, she just doesn't like the smell of the place either. Okay, maybe so they need to.
That makes sense. Oh, I would pass by that place and I would puke. I couldn't walk into the building. I could not stand.
Yeah, it's a whole trip of things. I mean, but you had another
so
one.
There's so much in common.
But this second one, you stop at two together. Of course, yeah. You're making me relive these things.
Oh my goodness, it was disgusting. This, in fact, I first started with a cup.
We're not helping people that want to get pregnant, or they're watching this episode to be like, okay, how will I manage this? You know, how will I jump back on my career? You know, we're just making it sound
all
like
things are
traumatic.
Possible. Trust me, it's not that bad. It becomes love. I mean, we're laughing about it now, and the kids are so beautiful, right?
Yeah, so it's worth it. But thing about pregnancy that they say you'll forget. Do you believe
in
that?
I actually forgot.
That's how you got pregnant quickly again. Definitely forgot.
I actually forgot. I'm not going to lie. Because you're like, oh my God, it's so beautiful. You should have a sister or a brother to just play around with.
Yeah.
That'd be a bad idea.
Hey, I tell you what. Come on.
Baby boy, let's go.
See, that you are now blaming them. I know. You people. But yes, it's okay.
Oh my God. I'm joking.
It's good now. You're finished.
Yes,
you're close shop. I'm looking at you with envy because I'll still go there now. And I will come back and I have spitball on this show. Y'all gonna see my spitball right here. I'm not gonna hide anything. We're gonna be very transparent, okay?
And very vulnerable.
Yes. Don't unsubscribe. I'm just joking. No, but yeah, it's
oh my God.
Pregnancy is something.
It is something.
But yeah, you have two beautiful children.
Yes,
you're in your A game. You're a mommy. You're a wife. You're an entrepreneur, actor. So you're going to get back into acting full-time once the kids are.
I love filmmaking. Like, you guys have no idea. I had a 9-to-5 job in Abuja. I had a house, a car. I was a young baby girl. And I just felt so incomplete. And then I really sought and thought deep and what is that one thing that if you wake me up from my sleep, let's go. I would not, you know, I won't feel like, oh, come on, not again. And it was acting. And I left Abuja, came to Lagos, went to Royal Arts Academy, and I did so well. And I auditioned for Big Brother. It was just my time.
Right.
And it just went boom, boom, boom. And I really enjoyed making film.
You know, you say this, right? And it's interesting because people have looked at people that go on Big Brother as people that are just looking for fame or, you know, clout, or they just want the money, right? Obviously, I mean, that's what the platform offers. Mm-hmm. But people in the industry, they've also voiced this. I know there was someone that said online once that, you know, they would never allow their family member go onto Big Brother, right?
Mm.
And because they just felt like it was a platform in which you would go onto and then just wake up the next day and be famous, right? Mm-hmm. It's like you didn't really have to work for it. You didn't have to, you know, work for free. Mm-hmm. You know, all these type of hustles that people that might not have gone on such a platform have had to endure. So it's almost like they don't feel like they people that have gone on Big Brother are deserving of what they receive. Now, you saying that you actually went to, you know, Royal Arts Academy, you know, you're serious about acting is interesting, because what do you now say to someone like you, if I'm saying that, oh, I don't believe that you deserve to have the platform you have or to do what you do.
So it's interesting that you asked this question, because the last film I was in, I don't want to mention the name so you guys don't go and start saying
CIA.
So the truth was that when I auditioned, I did so well, and if not that the producer loves me and I have done work for her before, I wouldn't have gotten that role, because he had this mindset. He's like, no, Big Brother people, those ones don't know anything. No. They're just empty heads that just went there for fame. They don't really have anything to offer. And I did the film and he kept saying, I'm so sorry that I underestimated you. I'm so sorry I underestimated you. You should actually put yourself out there more. Bam, you're so good. Like, you're such a fantastic act. And I was looking at the bros like this. I was like, my God would judge you.
But do you blame him?
Now, that's why I love telling my story. And this is why the stereotype for Big Brother has downplayed those of us who have put in the work.
Mm.
This is one of the reasons why. It's not like we don't love the show. The show helped. When I went to Royal Arts Academy and I did film, I was earning, how much are they paying me? 15,000, 20,000. Because I was the hustler.
Mm.
And they felt, oh, you know, there's that mindset, oh, those of us that have been here since, so call, you know, you come, you get in line.
Mm.
So there was all that, you go for auditions, I went to sun, I went to a gig boss, I stand under the sun, would be like, 1,000
people. Yeah, you're lucky if there's a canopy.
Girl.
I've done it now. I've suffered in this Nigeria, but my story's for another day. Don't worry.
Yo, I hustled and I was like, no, I need a platform where I don't have to do all of this. Because after that much stress and then the money is like so ridiculous and you're hoping that one day you'll get a big break. And the industry is so saturated. So what stands you out from the next girl who has everything you have to and who has been doing it for so many years? That was why I went for Big Brother.
Yeah, and that's the same thing that people look at to say, oh, but you didn't hustle then. You did it because you didn't wait till you didn't wait till your big break came from, you know, you
actually working. That was my big break, sister. Well, girl, brother, man. Don't be downplaying my efforts. Well, that was my big break, so they shouldn't say that. It's unfair because there are a few people who have done the work and then got the platform and then made it. And there are some people who just were lucky, who didn't do anything, and they just come out and expect to be worshipped because they went to Big Brother. No, it's not everybody that falls into that category, so stop judging and stop stereotyping people. It's not fair.
Yeah, and to be honest, there are a lot of Big Brother contestants or ex-housemates that their names are not synonymous with Big Brother anymore. You don't think of them and think of Big Brother. You just look at them as an actor or presenter or whatever. Yeah,
that's very true.
So I guess it's also the way the person brands themselves and creates a brand for themselves outside of being known for going on that reality show.
That's true.
Because some people actually love the fact that they were on BBN and they do want to stay in that box.
Because a lot of them have daydreamed. I mean, the blessing of a platform like Big Brother is people love you. The ones that love you, love you. And you'd be like, Shimo Fijasarani. And the ones that hate you, hate you. It's really, it can be toxic, right? And the ones that stick around even after the euphoria dies is even more beautiful because you're like, so this was true love and not just, oh my God, you know, there's the fandom and then there are people who genuinely
I must be
connect.
Silly if I don't ask this question. All up, because you know you people have two heads. We will have birthday, yeah? We will have birthday. We have suffered, or me and my peers, some of us have suffered in this life, yeah? We'll have birthday. No, not one single naira will be sent to my account. Nobody will book hotel room for me or come and tell me to come, apart from my husband and family members. Nobody. But you people, people will just wake up and say, I love Bam Bam. I'm going to book her hotel. My family in the village, not going to see one couple. Let's give all our money to Bam Bam and the rest. Is that thing really true? Come on, because
I can't lie, it's true.
So they just buy you guys land?
My time, hey, I wasn't among the ones that they bought land.
What was the best thing they bought you?
Oh, no, they were generous to me. It felt unreal. It felt a bit scary, especially if you're from a paranoid background where it's like, why did she want to feel me? She's around. So, you know.
No, I would get
boxes of shoes. I would get unfortunately, I'm not that size anymore. Like, did your feet get bigger?
Yes, I grew up a whole foot size, shoe size.
I was at 38 and a half, 39. I'm a full 40 now.
I was 39, 40.
It's like I'll auction.
And a half. Yeah, 40. Don't look at my feet. 40 and a half.
I can't fit into my shoes. Like, yeah, no, I had a room with clothes and shoes and jewelry. This one is one of the ones.
Well, a lot of these sent to you by fans.
Yes. I'm not even playing. Like, one day I was shaking. I opened beautiful things and it was my time. I experienced gifts of clothes, shoes, jewelry, you know, perfumes.
Why do you think they do this? I mean, okay, they like you, but a lot of people, Beyonce, I know people have fans, but you never hear of them really just.
Maybe they don't talk about it. Ours became a thing.
So is it that people don't like, maybe like they don't like actors or okay, maybe they don't talk about it.
So they don't see your personal life. They don't get
not
to
me
watch.
I'm just talking about my other ones.
You are your peers.
Yes,
you have associated yourself with them. So
yeah,
but literally the thing is, it's like apropos, you know how someone is giving you gist about someone, you're like, hey, is that so? You look at the person, you're like, especially like when I watched Young, Rich and Famous, the way I looked at Anya Dibia was different.
Sorry,
I connected with her on a different level and I just fell in love with her.
Sorry, can I just ask what level you connected with her on? That's very interesting what you said.
her heart, like, how do I explain it? I just, because, you know, I have never seen her vulnerable.
Right.
I have never seen her beyond the glam on social media. I just see a beautiful woman who married this famous man who grew with him, and then the scandal of all the baby mamas. But hearing her talk about it, it's not the same as when you hear the gist and you read about it.
So you can relate. Like, you felt like you knew her.
That's it.
Yeah.
So I'm a woman. I'm a young, you know, Teddy has a son.
Yes.
But it wasn't during my marriage. Mm-hmm. But before marrying him, I know the whole, don't go and be with somebody that already has a child. Yeah. And the woman will be active in his life. Oh, and all those, yeah, talk. You know what I mean?
I have a child.
Why do we have so much?
We have so much in common.
Stephanie, what does the universe say?
The universe is saying something, darling.
We would listen after the show. But, you know, I'm looking at her and how she went through all of that. And she's such a rock. And I would cry when she's crying. I don't know how to explain it.
No, I think I understand.
So if she has a birthday, I would want to contribute to the
birthday. Right, right. Because you feel like you know her on a personal level and you like her now. I mean, she was trolled a lot online.
Exactly. You know,
and it wasn't really nice.
Yeah.
But
oh, they called me Shark Teeth for like a really long time.
Shark teeth?
I don't know why.
But did you ever have a problem with your teeth? Did you ever feel like
so? There was anything I was, you know, I was slim and I had this, my face, before the braces, my facial feature, I don't know why they decided to call me that. So you guys can check my old pictures. But that one, now that I talk about it, I actually felt bad when someone said that. I was like, but there's nothing wrong with my teeth.
Mm-hmm.
But why I wanted to put it back was because I had extractions.
Okay.
So instead of getting infill, implants, I just wanted to move.
So them calling you shark teeth didn't influence you getting braces?
No, at all? No. Okay. So that was the painful thing. I planned to get braces.
Oh, okay.
I always wanted to get them as a kid, but I was from a religious background. My mom is dead alive.
Oh, yeah. I remember this on Big Brother. That was the whole... Yeah, okay.
And she said it was worldly and it was jewelry. It was...
What, a bit of wire in your mouth?
She said it was canal. So I couldn't get them at the time. So I really wanted to get braces from when I was young because I had very sensitive teeth.
Okay.
I was a dentist child. I was that child who always went to the dentist. And my father would say, what is the problem? She wants dentist. You know, I had root. So I really wanted to have my teeth repaired. So definitely I planned to get. So when people started mocking something that was really sensitive for me. That one got to me a bit, but then I shook it off.
Yeah, as you do, you have to. You can't live in it.
I can't live in it.
Ah, well, we have spoken about a lot today, haven't we? Oh, gosh, is there anything we're missing?
So about the reality show thing, that is why a lot of people connect to you on a personal level.
Yeah, yes.
And fall in love with you because they get to see your life.
Yeah. No, and I get, it makes sense. Yeah,
but now they're tripping. I mean, they're buying shares.
They're buying shares, land houses, gift cars.
Massive car. I got a car for my birthday. I didn't have to think about saving to buy a car.
Sorry? Which birthday? The last one.
Big Brother.
After Big Brother, you got a car.
Yeah. Crosstalk.
Only you people have two heads in this life. Even Dangote don't have the head that you have. When you enter Big Brother and come out. The way she said it, I didn't even have to think about, you know,
saving
for a car because, you know, my fans. Oh my God. But what is it? No, but seriously, people say these Big Brother fans, right? They don't have, I mean, it's not like they're rich, wealthy people that are gifting you things, but they come together to donate to you guys.
Yo,
does it ever cross your mind, to think that, maybe I should tell them not to give us me things anymore? Because
it's so cute because I expect it. So I don't even have expectations after a year, right? But then there are a few of them who still go out of their way. Like, I got cake this birthday. Mm-hmm. I got cake. I got a diary. And when the girl was telling me how they put, like, little monies, like, 500, I was like, you don't have to. I mean, I should be the one taking care of you guys now. Like, it's okay. They're like, no, queen. But edge or one for mini crown ni hometown meal, but won't be mini queen. I'm humbled, but please, it's okay. Like, I had to tell her, like, you guys shouldn't, you don't have to.
Do you think there might be...
Excuse me.
Sorry. Do you maybe think that there might be something a bit weird about it, though? Like, maybe a bit mentally not okay? If I mean, no?
No.
Like, a bit like, you know that guy in You?
I'm not watching, but off? I'm not doing that.
So he's a bit like a stalker. I mean, have you ever had a stalker? let you drink your water before. Oh my god,
Stephanie, don't freak me out.
I don't know, because they'll come for me. That's the thing, they'll talk to me. But like, isn't there something a bit off, like with people that don't really have money contributing for somebody that does, in a sense, have this money, and you are all donating money for someone? Like, does it ever cross your mind that they might be?
I've never thought about that.
You just don't want your fans to attack you, but it's okay.
It's not like that. It might be. I'm not. It's honestly.
But you don't think
not,
there's anything wrong?
No, there's nothing wrong. I don't want to believe that, because okay, that's just gonna put me in a very weird headspace.
No, I know.
I will not be looking at the book. What did Robin say?
Yeah. No.
Did they inject the cake?
Well, I guess it's just for being a fanatic, like being a fan.
I don't know how to explain.
But it's nice that we have that, I guess. Because, I mean, they appreciate
I heard
you.
About, I mean, Beyonce, I think they opened a church in her name.
I mean, I'm not sure.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm a part of the Beehive, so. They didn't send me that information, but I would definitely donate.
Are you sure there's not something wrong with this?
Yeah, see? Level. So, yeah, right. So, I'm understanding the mindset of the Big Brother.
They just love.
Yeah, they just love you.
I mean... I'm honored. God bless you all for loving me this
much. Bubualuma Lama. Wait, sorry. Bubualuma Lama BBN. Last.
Hey, lost you.
Me, I'm not going anywhere else. Ariella that will come and chase me out. Say, Mommy! Mommy! No, but it's great though. Honestly, it's a good platform.
It was a blessing to me, and I don't take it for granted. I would have never met Teddy, probably.
Yeah.
He believes that somehow our paths would have crossed. I'm like, bro, the Lord that knows me will not have put me inside Big Brother house if he did not know I was going to meet you. That's the truth.
But that's one great thing though. You guys met each other. Were you guys the first to actually get married from Big Brother? Yeah. Is there someone before you?
I heard there was one, but I don't know if the marriage lasted.
Liz and Kemi?
Kevin.
Oh, Liz and Kevin, okay.
South African and...
In Nigeria, producer.
In Nigeria.
Oh, fine. Kevin Bam Bam is the only one that I know first, and then I knew about Kathy and
Gidoni,
yeah. Which is really, it's a beautiful thing.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So it's giving you a lot. The platform has given you a lot.
It has.
Fans, a husband.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Whole human beings. Yeah, baby. So, yeah. Yeah, blessed. Yeah. So it's
not
great.
Not bad, actually.
It's great for you.
I'm grateful. Thank you, Big Brother.
But it's great for you to be able to build off of that, you know, and as you said, you know, you've created a brand and identity outside of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's just part of your story. It's not who you are.
It's not who I am.
Yeah.
It's part of my story.
Wow, we've spoken about it all. We were just going to talk about postpartum, but here we are. We've delved into the mind of Bam Bam. Oh, it's been great having you.
Thank you, sweetie.
Yeah,
thank
awesome so and very honest. Thanks for your transparency.
And enchanté.
Yeah, congratulations with all the babies and everything you're doing.
Thank you so much.
See you in a movie soon, yeah?
Yeah, so I have the Collision by Bolaole Austin-Peters. Mama, the movie is going to come out at some point, right? So sometime in June.
I think I saw the flyer. Was there a flyer for it?
So the thing is, it went for a lot of awards.
Okay.
And I was nominated for AFRIF.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah. Wow.
I wish I won, but it's okay.
Oh, no, you got nominated. That's winning. Yeah.
It was such a beautiful moment. My fans were off the charts. They were in the comment section. Vote, Bam Bam, vote, Bam Bam. You know, Afrif, I don't think you vote. They just pick the winner and stuff. Yeah. So it was a huge moment for me, and I was really honored. And I can't wait for you all to see the movie. It's really good.
Yeah, no, we can't wait.
Then I was in lockdown.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm waiting. I mean, producers are available.
Bam Bam is available. All the hot moms are available.
All the hot moms are available.
Thank you so much. All right. So we'll catch up online on socials. Remember, guys, to follow Bam Bam. What's your handle?
Bammy Bestow, BammyBestowed.
Yes.
On all platforms.
On all platforms, yep. Baby. And remember to like, share, and subscribe to our channel. And if you're streaming this on Spotify or Apple, we love you. And keep listening. What I said. See you next week, guys. Bye. Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.